A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A Pharisee in the Sanhedrin named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up, ordered the apostles to be put outside for a short time, and said to the Sanhedrin, "Fellow children of Israel, be careful what you are about to do to these men. Some time ago, Thaddeus appeared, claiming to be someone important, and about 400 men joined him, but he was killed. And those who were loyal to him were disbanded and came to nothing. After him came Judas the Galilean at the time of the census. He also drew people after him, but he too perished, and all were loyal to him when scattered. Who were loyal to him were scattered. So now I tell you, have nothing to do with these men. Just let them go. For if this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." They were persuaded by him. After recalling the apostles, they had them flogged, ordered them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus, and dismissed them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And all day long, both at the temple and in their homes, they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. One thing I ask to dwell in the house of the Lord. One thing I ask, I seek to dwell in the house of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? One thing I seek to dwell in the house of the Lord. One thing I ask the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze upon the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage, be stout-hearted, and wait for the Lord. One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee, and a large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw the large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" And he said this to test them, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are they for so many?" And Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. And Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to them who were reclining, and also as much as the fish as they had wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets and fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more that they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly a prophet, the one who has come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we'll deal with the reality of what happened to us last night, because I promised you I would. Our meeting went well. We are going to survive as a parish. The thing hasn't changed at all. We'll continue as a parish. So I want to thank everybody who did all the praying throughout the world for us. But we're going to now be partnered with Sacred Heart Parish and St. Paul's. St. Paul's will be merged into Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart will have its own parish too. So we're going to have the parish of Sacred Heart with its secondary missionary church, St. Paul's, and us, and we're going to have one pastor. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be the pastor. You know, there's two of us right now, and so they're going to be meeting. So that's my next prayer, is that I stay as pastor. It's just easier for me with all the stuff I do. But it will still be interesting to have two other parishes besides all the other stuff I do. So, but again, no, it's a good reality for us, for Erie. I firmly believe that we will thrive. We will grow, and God will bless us as long as we're doing God's will, because that's the only thing we're called to do. And that's what they're talking about in the Acts of the Apostles, that we got to do God's will, not what everybody else wants, what God wants. And so they treated them badly, the apostles, right? And the interesting thing here is it says that they had them flogged. That means they were beaten. So they left the Sanhedrin rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. Too often, we want everything our way. I do. And the problem is that ain't the way it is when we're following Jesus. So here's the apostles came. They're doing what God wants. They get beaten for it. And then they rejoice, because they were doing God's will, and they were beaten not for them, but for the name of Jesus. So must we be people that rejoice in God's will, no matter what it costs. Again, we have to get there, but that's got to be our goal. It's not about us. It's always about God and His will, and we say yes. May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray.